You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff, the best way to start your sports weekend.
We believe that ultimately this is going to be negotiated at the negotiating table. They've chosen to pursue another strategy, and that is their choice. But we will be prepared to negotiate an agreement and get something done that is fair to the players and fair to the clubs.
I don't have the keys to the stadium. I don't have the keys to the team. They do. If they love this game half as much as our fans do, and if they love it a quarter as much as our players do, I'll tell you what, by Monday, everybody will know that football is going to be played.
Now, here's Dave Benton.
That was Demaurius Smith and Roger Goodell, quotes from both of them after the whole lockout situation yesterday. Both of them just absolutely drive me nuts with the way they're just like, we didn't do anything wrong. They're the ones that are killing puppies and doing all sorts of awful stuff. We're not the ones that are doing anything wrong. It's both sides have things that they're doing incorrect, and we'll talk more about that at 9:20. Also going to be talking with, Michael Arias.
Very, very kind. Hopefully when he's with us, we don't refer to him as
what's-his-face. I was up until like 12:30 last night watching that awful Wisconsin-Penn State game, which I don't know why I stayed up. I don't know why I forced myself to stay up.
Why did you stay watching it? Not the fact that you were
know.
Up.
I don't know.
It's not like it was compelling. I turned it on. Let's see, there were about 8 minutes left, and I thought that I had it wrong because it was on my DVR, and I wasn't really paying attention. I just kind of rewound it about 10 minutes, and I looked to see the score, and I go, 33-30. That can't be right.
Dude, I'm telling you, usually I go to bed at like 8 o'clock on Friday night, so I'm ready to go here Saturday morning. And last night I'm like, no, this is important to Michigan State, so I'm going to watch this game. And I'm like, what am I watching? Penn State scored 18 points in the last 30 minutes of the game and won. So that's why my voice is cracking. I don't know who I'm talking about. All sorts of fun stuff like that. Michael Arias from the Columbus Dispatch will be with us talking about what we've been talking about at 8:30. We're going to talk a little bit more now, which is the whole Jim Tressel situation in Ohio State. And one of the things that I want to bring up, something that made me laugh really hard, because I want to talk more about the punishment this time. Okay, we've talked about what happened, we've talked about who it's affecting, but I want to talk about the punishment that's been handed down to Jim Tressel. Okay, the punishment is from Ohio State. No punishment's been handed down from the NCAA yet. But the punishment for keeping it to himself that it had been reported to him that players were violating rules, and even throwing those players under the bus in December and continuing to pretend like he had no idea that stuff was going on, he's getting suspended for Toledo and Akron, those two home games, and then $250,000 when he makes over $3 million a year. Now, I find it funny because according to ESPN.com, in the letter that Ohio State sent to the university, they said in it basically, well, we thought about suspending him for the spring and we thought about doing this and that, but we ended up suspending him for this. And I just don't understand the point of telling them what you thought about doing, but didn't end up doing it. Like, does that make any sense to you why you would tell the NCAA, well, we were going to do this because we think this is really bad, but we didn't end up actually doing that?
It kind of ties into what we played for the rejoin and what you talked about with the NFL, where it's kind of trying to say, don't hate us. We're not doing, please still like us. We're not doing anything wrong. We're still good. Because how can you get by on saying, oh, well, I didn't mean to do that. We thought about not doing that. I thought about not punching him in the face, but then I did. But I didn't mean to. I thought about not doing it, so I should be okay, right?
Is this a fireable offense, in your opinion?
Technically, yes, because of his contract.
Would you fire a coach like Jim Tressel under this situation?
No, I wouldn't.
Let's say the circumstances change to where Jim Tressel is suspended by the NCAA for a year, and on top, I'm giving you brash circumstances, but suspended for a year, and they take away 10 scholarships a year for 2 years or 3 years. Does that change your mind on whether you fire him or not?
No. I think it's a more serious penalty, but Well, that's strange because if he's suspended for a year, you have to find something to do there.
Right.
You're still down those scholarships no matter what, if he's there or not. Maybe you move in a different direction because he puts you in such a hole, but track record that he has of winning, that is
yeah, but
the trump card.
I guess what's concerning to me is that track record of winning. What exactly is in that track record now?
Yeah,
how
exactly.
many lies have been told? How many things have been ignored? How many players have possibly been paid or given stuff by boosters that he just kind of turned a shoulder to and pretended like he even didn't know, just kept wearing his sweater vest, kept pretending like he was wholesome when he knew everything that was going on? And so I look at that. I don't think it's a fireable offense because it's technically his first offense.
Right.
And I don't think you can fire somebody for their first offense, but it is definitely something where you now are putting him on a short leash because if this happens again, let's say something comes up from back in the national championship year, back in 2002, 2003, let's say something comes up then about another player that he knew about that was getting paid or something. Now you're talking about every single year that Ohio State has had under Jim Tressel is under question because Jim Tressel, you can't prove that he wasn't lying through all that stuff.
And to be fair, I don't think there's any reason that they will go back through all those records. I can't see them opening up everything. I would assume this is just this situation. And like you said, it's his first offense for everything that we know. And I don't really see them going back now and looking back through everything because those don't tie in to what actually happened with this tattoo part, unless there's something where they are selling stuff from guys back in the day too, and there is a long history. If the tattoo parlor comes out and just drops a bomb, then maybe. But it's his first offense. It is serious, but I don't see them firing him.
What would be a fair penalty in your mind?
I like taking scholarships away.
Okay.
I think suspend them for like half the Big Ten season because, I mean, these games are a joke. Ohio State can show up. Terrell Pryor could coach the team and they'll win those games. I mean, maybe he even will. I wonder, is this suspension that he has to be away from the team completely? He can't play. Maybe suit up, put him in the sweater vest there.
I don't know. But, I mean, you know, Terrell Pryor and those guys are going to be out for the first five games. But even with that, if they lose to Toledo or Akron, you know, really the only the speed bumps that they have in that early schedule are Miami at Miami and then also Michigan State. Those are the speed bumps in that five-game gap because then they've got Colorado, who's nothing, and then you got Akron and Toledo. So I think, to me, suspending him for less games than the players that he did not report I think is unfair and unjust. Now, because he made an example almost of the NCAA by lying to them and by kind of trying to slip through their grasps, I wouldn't be surprised if the NCAA handed down the hammer because they think that they've got to put a stop to this right here and now. I don't think two games is enough for them to suspend him for. I think the fine is enough. I think $250,000, regardless of your salary, is a hefty fine. So I think the fine is fine. The fine is fine. But I think the suspension needs to be longer.
That I like taking scholarships away, and I was thinking, you know, take away their Big Ten championship. But that doesn't really affect what he's done. That's more of the players being ineligible.
I don't like the idea of taking away banners and things as punishment because the bottom line is who that is supposed to affect is recruits, and who it doesn't affect is recruits.
And then the add-on to that, limit the way that they can recruit. I know, put a limit on how many visits you can have, how many people can come in, how many text messages, phone calls you can send there.
I don't know that you want to
start. That would hit the university hard.
That would hit the university hard, but I don't know if you want to start doing that because it's not technically a recruiting violation. And so you have to be careful how you go about that. I could understand it if it was a recruiting violation, but because this is a player conduct issue after they're already in school, I think that you have to keep it as an already-in-school situation.
Well, I'm just talking for the things that would hurt Ohio State the most, take some scholarships away and limit what they can
do.
No
doubt about it, because bottom line, look at USC. Does anybody care that they took Heisman trophies away? Does anybody care that they took wins away? Nobody cares. No recruit that is thinking about going to USC cares that those wins technically don't count.
Well, even that, they're not eligible for the postseason. They still got a great recruiting class, so people don't even care that much about that.
Look at Michigan basketball. I mean, really? Do we not remember the Fab Five? Are we really pretending like that didn't happen? Sorry, it did. Okay? And the bottom line is people remember it happening. People remember stuff like that. You can't just erase that from people's memories. You can erase the banners. You can get rid of stuff. But the bottom line is stuff happened. Okay? And so I don't think that puts an effect on people's minds. So I've never liked the idea of taking away wins, taking away banners, because it doesn't really affect people.
Well, and it doesn't go to anybody. It's not like they'll bring that banner to East Lansing and say, oh, hey, by the way, 2010, congratulations, Big Ten
champs. Oh, darn, you can't put in the bulletin that your team won a national championship this year. Okay, everybody knows who the best team was when USC was playing. Everybody knows that Reggie Bush was the best football player in college that year. Okay, and I don't mean to keep going back to that USC thing, but I think it's comparable because of the way that people turned a cold shoulder to what was happening with Reggie Bush when he was at USC. So I just don't think that the punishment fits the crime for what's going on, especially mostly because he hung those kids out to dry and he made an example of them when he himself could have put a stop to it. When we come back, we'll talk about the collective bargaining agreement a little bit. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.